Coverage for cats and dogs included with a purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly cloudy this afternoon with a slight chance for scattered storms. Daytime highs approaching 84. Southerly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tonight. Lows level off around 63. Cloudy skies. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 80. Mainly clear skies and quiet. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 79.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. It's day one of the Wheat Quality Council's Winter Wheat Tour, traipsing across Kansas and Nebraska, ending up in Colby tonight. Dave Green is Executive Vice President of the Council, says this year's group, very diversified.
We've got, I think if you start thinking of this as a crop forecasting tour, the government's already forecast the crop. It's early to be doing this stuff. We focus on training. Most of our, probably 60 of the 80 people on this tour will have never been in a wheat field before. We're going to have university people. We're going to have agriculture, foreign ag service people, ag marketing service, national ag statistics people that'll be on the tour. We will have university researchers and extension people on the tour. We will have grain companies, all of the milling companies, several of the baking companies and end users. So it's quite a diverse group.
There are well over 80 participants on this year's tour. They'll head from Colby to Wichita, then to Manhattan in the campus of Kansas State University when those final numbers will be released on Thursday. NRCAF USA have announced the launch of the No Rancher Left Behind, a rancher-farmer conversation and awareness campaign. It's a collaboration between NRCAF and Coy Young, a Missouri cattle rancher who recently testified before Congress about the stresses he faces as a cow-calf producer. No Rancher Left Behind is set to feature informational graphics on social media and a resource webpage with a hotline and links to other helpful information, but perhaps most notably, weekly support-style virtual meetings for ranchers to gather to converse in a safe place. Learn more at r-calfusa.com. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Cook & Company proudly salutes the United States military and is grateful for their courage and dedication. Cook & Company in Seneca, with the widest selection of interior and exterior wood doors, is celebrating 30 years in business with expanded employee benefits, including Blue Cross Blue Shield Health, Delta Dental, and Disability.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. A Kansas woman died in an accident just before 7 p.m. Monday in Ford County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported a 2014 Dodge Ram driven by Dalton Kuhlman, 24 of Dodge City, was southbound on 210 Road, 1/2 mile north of A Road. The pickup traveled left of center and collided head-on with a northbound 2013 Ford Explorer driven by Juan Ramos Ortiz, 25 of Dodge City. A passenger in the SUV, identified as Angelina Perez Velasquez, 21 of Dodge City, was pronounced dead at the scene. EMS transported Kuhlman, Ramos Ortiz, and a 2-year-old boy in the SUV to the hospital in Dodge City. Perez Velasquez was not wearing a seatbelt, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. Newton police have arrested a 58-year-old man who allegedly threw objects from the 7th floor of an apartment building and refused to surrender. Officers did make contact with the suspect, Lyle Gulick. Officials were able to take Gulick into custody just before midnight. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
When it comes to your next quote-unquote new car, buying pre-owned is the new norm. And Midwest Kia is the perfect place to offer you the selection you need. We've got over 300 pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, and practically every make and model. You want a low-price, reliable economy car? Midwest Kia has it. You want a family sedan ready for your next trip? Midwest Kia has it. You want a luxury SUV loaded with options? Midwest Kia has it. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want, and you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. Want more? We'll also have extra appraisers available to get you the best deal for your trade-in. How about more? Many of our pre-owned vehicles are 2020s with less than 10,000 miles, so what are you waiting for? Midwest Kia is your one-stop shop. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Ready to pay with a down payment, APR, term, and vehicle. The proof of a second fee expires month's end.
Wichita police officers responded to a hostage call Monday afternoon, but they soon learned it was false. Sergeant Brian Hightower said around 11 a.m., someone called Wichita City Hall Security saying he was holding his family hostage in the 2300 block of South Ridgeview. Sergeant Hightower said, quote, the person indicated he was a juvenile male and that he was holding his family hostage and intended to kill them. So we had to take it seriously, end quote. Police were told the caller had a British accent and that it was a text call featuring an online internet-based phone. Officers quickly located the homeowner of the residence and determined the call to be fake. The scene was cleared without incident. Two of Kansas's top officials have filed for re-election. Governor Laura Kelly and Lieutenant Governor David Toland were at Memorial Hall in Topeka yesterday to make their run for governor and lieutenant governor official. Both are running in the Democratic Party primary, hoping to retain their current positions come the November election. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Dezine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A group that wants to legalize medical marijuana in Nebraska sued the state on Monday to try to overturn a requirement that makes it harder to qualify for the ballot by forcing petitioners to get signatures from a large number of rural communities. The federal lawsuit comes after the group Nebraskans for Medical Marijuana lost one of its biggest donors for... in flames along westbound Interstate 80 affected traffic near Greenwood for several hours Sunday night. Nebraska State Patrol said troopers were called to mile marker 422 near Greenwood just after 9 p.m. on Sunday. I'm Trace Tull, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
When it comes to your next quote-unquote new car, buying pre-owned is the new norm. And Midwest Kia is the perfect place to offer you the selection you need. We've got over 300 pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, and practically every make and model. You want a low-price, reliable economy car? Midwest Kia has it. You want a family sedan ready for your next trip? Midwest Kia has it. You want a luxury SUV loaded with options? Midwest Kia has it. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want, and you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. Want more? We'll also have extra appraisers available to get you the best deal for your trade-in. How about more? Many of our pre-owned vehicles are 2020s with less than 10,000 miles, so what are you waiting for? Midwest Kia is your one-stop shop. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Severity of credit with a down payment, APR term, and vehicle with proof of the tax and fees, expires month end.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last week heard an update from the American Rescue Plan Grant Administrator regarding premium pay. The board has discretion on who receives premium pay, which can include former employees as well as employees who have already received COVID bonus pay. Engineering fees for the new jail project cannot be paid out of rescue plan funds, as the jail itself is considered a gathering place. However, fees may be used for COVID-related accommodations as that project progresses. Public Works Administrator reported it would probably be mid-June when Hall Brothers get started resurfacing the back parking lot at the courthouse. County Councilor drafted a letter to the Department of Transportation regarding curves on North Highway 99 safety issues. No further action was taken at this time. The tax sale publication is complete, allowing a consent judgment through district court. They will then be able to proceed with a tax sale. Plans are underway for the Northeast Kansas County Officials meeting, which will be hosted by Marshall County September 23rd. The board briefly discussed the jail project. USDA pre-application has been completed, and the board will meet with representatives regarding interest rates soon. Washington County Community Foundation will host Match Madness Tuesday, May 17th. Contributions that day will be matched up to 50% with a $7,000 pool through Citizens National Bank, Central Valley Ag, and HERS Machine. Online donations may be made through the organization website, WashingtonCountyCF.org. They may be mailed to P.O. Box 24, Washington, dated no later than Tuesday, and cash or checks will be accepted through any Community Foundation board member. They include Clarice Oldie, Chad Hilton, Mary Spence, Stephen Hendrickson, Doris Naniga, Deborah Hattisall, Mike Peters, William Slaughter, Deborah Tillinghast, Tini Ulick, Steve Wieters, or Shelley Baxter. Proceeds may be directed to the Washington County Opportunity Fund, which underwrites annual grants to local nonprofits, or the Administrative Fund, which supports the organization efforts. Again, their website for more information is WashingtonCountyCF.org. Nemaha County Commissioners heard an update from the Planning Commission at their last week's meeting. They've identified the different special interest groups and plan to interview them to understand what they consider to be the key issues affecting Nemaha County. Kylie Bergstrom with the Seneca Chamber of Commerce advised several local counties are interested in applying for historic byway status for the Pony Express route through Kansas. This could include Nemaha, Marshall, and Washington counties. The Nemaha County Sheriff has a suspect in custody in connection with a pair of vehicles stolen in the Seneca area last week, and Marysville Police received a stolen vehicle report last week as well. They remind residents to remove keys from ignition and parked vehicles. David Bargan, a Lincoln attorney from Adams, has been approved by the Nebraska governor as a district court judge in the 1st Judicial District, which includes Fillmore, Gage, Jefferson, Johnson, Nemaha, Odo, Pawnee, Richardson, Saline, and Thayer counties. His practice includes municipal and governmental law, water law, and civil litigation. Lean A. Digg, age 87, of Washington, passed away Friday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family or great friends Friday, 5 until 7. At the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Arlene Digg. Doris M. Dottie Dice, age 68, of Blue Rapids, passed away Saturday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge for Dottie Dice.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Congratulations to the class of 2022 of Axtell High School. From Axtell Trust, Barry Busson Construction, State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, Ag Partners Cooperative, and Nemaha Marshall Rural Electric. A salute to the seniors and this year's graduates, including Aspen Bussing, Kennedy Dieters, Wyatt Dieters, Lily McClellan, Noah Scheibe, Ashley Scala, and Ian Scala. Looking ahead but remembering our past, congratulations, class of 2022, from Blue Valley Technologies, Moonlight Restoration, Little Joe's Service, and Western National Bank.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some showers and thunderstorms expected today, and temperatures will stay a bit cooler. Showers will continue overnight tonight and lead into Wednesday morning. Today, we can expect to see highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s throughout Iowa, the upper 70s and mid 80s throughout Nebraska, the upper 80s and upper 90s throughout Kansas, and the upper 70s and lower 80s throughout Missouri. Showers continue overnight with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Iowa, the upper 40s and lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the lower 50s and mid-60s throughout Kansas, and the mid-60s throughout Missouri. Clearing up throughout Wednesday with some sunshine and our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s in Iowa, the lower 80s throughout Nebraska, the lower to upper 80s throughout Kansas, and the upper 70s and upper 80s throughout Missouri. Staying sunny throughout Thursday before another chance for some rain over Thursday night. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-May, 76. Record high on this date, 96. The average low, 55, and the record low is 30. Sunset this evening, 8:35. Sunrise in the morning at 6:12. A few strong storms possible, mainly late this afternoon. Better chances for severe weather later overnight with storms moving southeast from Nebraska. North-central, northeast, east-central Kansas, greatest chances for some storm activity, including large hail, damaging winds at times. Cannot rule out some flash flooding or tornadic activity, although just heavy thunderstorms at this point are the better chance, mostly overnight.
Does your spring planting schedule take into account the phase of the moon? All about planting by the moon on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, May 17th, the 137th day of the year. Actress Maureen O'Sullivan and boxer Sugar Ray Leonard were both born on this day. For centuries, farmers have adjusted their planting schedule according to the moon phase. Above-ground crops are said to do best when planted by the light of the moon. That doesn't mean planting at night, but during the weeks when the moon is waxing or between new and full. Below-ground crops are best planted by the dark of the moon or when the moon is waning. Above-ground plants are best set out after the new moon, occurring this month on the 30th. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can always learn more about moon phases and find our planting dates guide online anytime. Just visit almanac.com.
OCZ's Paintworks honors and supports the fine men and women of the Seneca Police Department and takes this time to thank them for their dedication, service, and daily protection. The citizens of Seneca rest easier knowing they are on the job. From all of us at OCZ's Paintworks, located 112 Main Street in Seneca. It's Police Awareness Week, and Leo's Jewelry honors and supports the fine men and women of the Beatrice Police Department and takes this time to thank them for their dedication, service, and daily protection. From your friends at Leo's Jewelry in Beatrice, a tradition of excellence and family-owned since 1953.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. On Monday, the Royals announced changes to their big league coaching staff, parting ways with Kansas City's hitting coach since 2018, Terry Bradshaw, effective immediately. The Royals lineup has struggled for most of the season so far. Alex Zumalt, Senior Director for Player Development and Hitting Performance, and one of the key voices in the organization's development of recent top prospects, will join the big league staff full-time to oversee all hitting efforts. Three Wichita State pitchers combined on a one-hitter as the Shockers offense banged out a season-high 18 hits as WSU routed number 24 Oklahoma 18-0 on Monday night at X Stadium. The win represents the largest margin of victory in the history of the series, as well as the most runs the Shockers have ever scored against the Sooners. The Shockers now head to Florida for their final conference series of the season beginning Thursday night. First pitch at South Florida is scheduled for 5:30 p.m. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
New Help is now available for Kansas residents struggling to afford the high-speed internet they need to stay connected to family, friends, doctors, and so much more. Applications are now being accepted for the Affordable Connectivity Program. Eligible households can get a discount of up to $30 a month for high-speed internet or up to $75 per month for households on tribal land. AARP urges you to check it out. Call 1-833-511-0311 or text INTERNET to 22777. Paid for by AARP.
It starts with you. You reach out to Kate News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell was disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Kate News, always on your side.
Kansas's Jalen Wilson scored a game-high 18 points and grabbed 6 rebounds in Team 1's 97-81 victory over Team 2 on Monday at the NBA G League Elite Camp for NBA and G League prospects at Wintrust Arena in Chicago. Wilson, a 6'8 redshirt junior-to-be from Denton, Texas, who has entered his name in the NBA draft with the option of returning to school, knocked down 4 three-pointers in 6 attempts. It was another great weekend of recruiting for the Kansas State football team. Over the weekend, Chris Kleiman picked up commitments from a pair of new transfers on Saturday, a week after the Wildcats added 4 players to the roster following the conclusion of spring practices. K-State's 2 latest additions are Javion Carr, a 5'11 cornerback from Arlington, Texas, who spent his freshman season at Arizona, and junior college defensive back Justin Clemens. Clemens is a 5'10 defender who previously played for Tyler Junior College in Texas. I'm Trey Stahl, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Tees Grocery is proud of the talented boys and girls on the Clifton Clyde Eagles track team for their good sportsmanship and determination, and knows the athletes possess the skill to go all the way. So good luck at the playoffs. From all your friendly staff and loyal fans at Tees Grocery in Clifton, the local choice. Eisenbarth Plumbing is ready to cheer on the Nemaha Central Thunder track team. The fans know these amazing athletes are turning motivation into dedication, and that's how the boys and girls will defeat the competition. Good luck from Eisenbarth Plumbing in Seneca. Plumbing, heating, and air conditioning.
Haymakers like you told us what they want from a self-propelled wind rower, and New Holland listened. Visit CanEquip in Marysville and see the result. The high productivity, high precision, high performance Speed Rower Plus, featuring the industry's fastest speeds, drive-by-wire controls, PLM solutions, and our most comfortable ride ever. It'll help you mow more hay in a day faster and with greater precision. Stop by CanEquip in Marysville and put big new pluses to work in your hay operation.
Sunflower Community Credit Union recognizes that members' health, both personal and financial, is top priority. In order to make your banking a completely safe experience, they're proud to now offer drive-in convenience, Monday through Friday, 7:30 till 5:30, Saturday, 8:30 till noon. Lending can be done remotely as well. Contact their friendly loan officers at 562-3741. New members always welcome. Call, go online, or drop by Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville for more details. Caring about your personal and financial health. Sunflower Community Credit Union.
Hi, I'm Mandy Ringsdorf. We are excited about serving the local communities with the quality products you have come to depend on for all your projects. Get all your lumber and tools for your DIY projects and construction jobs at Axtell Lumber and Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
And I'm her brother, James Kroger. Together with our spouses, we are pleased to be the new owners of Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville and Axtell Lumber. From monthly doorbusters, portable sheds, rental equipment, and more, we will continue to carry what you need and want. Thank you for shopping local, and we look forward to serving you.
This month, we celebrate the 200-year-old Osage Orange Tree in Alexandria, Virginia. This historic tree is the oldest tree on George Washington's River Farm. It's believed that Thomas Jefferson, who received lots of seedlings from the Lewis and Clark expeditions, gave this tree to Washington. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. The Osage Orange is native from Arkansas to Oklahoma and Texas, but can be found throughout much of North America. It was planted as hedgerows in the Plain States and is heat, drought, wind, and pollution tolerant. The tree produces large grapefruit-sized fruit that are said to repel insects. The wood was used for making bows. It's also very beautiful and rot-resistant and has been used for making furniture, fence posts, and even patios. Thornless and fruitless varieties are available for homeowners that want to grow the tree but avoid the large, messy fruit. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Most corn farmers have a date they would like to have all of their seed planted. Of course, the weather has a big impact on whether that happens or not. But in a moment, I'll take you to a farm where they plant corn on May 5th, every single year, no matter the weather. The reason is quite a story, and it's next on the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Grandfathers and grandsons often have a special bond. That was the case for Ron Brooks on the farm.
My grandfather was born 5-5 of 05. He and I were always in charge of corn planting. And back to the days when it was a four-row 38-inch corn planter with dry fertilizer, my job as a 10-year-old was to keep the 50-pound bags of dry fertilizer opened and ready for him every three rounds.
The two planted many corn crops together, but there was an important link between his grandfather's birthday and getting that seed in the ground.
He was always adamant that we planted corn on his birthday, 5th of May, Cinco de Mayo. Some years, that meant that we would have to go out and punch corn in by hand if it was raining. So come hell or high water, we planted corn.
And the pair planted that corn together until the year of his death, which Ron remembers well.
Now, fast forward, my grandfather's on his deathbed. He'd been in a coma since 8 o'clock. All of his children were there with him. I had to milk cows, of course, because all of his children weren't milking cows.
Ron finished milking the cows, then raced to the hospital to try and see his grandfather one last time before he passed. What happened next will probably impact corn planting for the rest of Ron's life and perhaps generations to come.
He and I just had a bond, and when I walked through the door of his hospital room, this man who was comatose and breathing like once every minute sat bolt upright in bed, stared me in the eyes, ignored everybody else in the room, and said simply, "You're going to plant corn on my birthday, right?" and then died. I'm terrified what would happen if I didn't plant corn on his birthday.
So no matter the weather, drive to Ron's farm on May 5th, and you will either find a corn planter in the field or someone putting seeds in the ground by hand. It's the way his grandfather wanted it. Traveling the countryside in Waupaca, Wisconsin, I'm Andrew McCray.
Auction for Daryl Totten will be held Saturday, May 21st at 414 C Street in Greenleaf starting at 10 a.m. Yard equipment includes a 1948 Alice Chalmers G tractor, a like-new PJ two-wheel flatbed trailer, a John Deere 425 lawn tractor, and a Dixon and Toro Titan zero-turn mower. Lots of antique radios and related equipment along with other households to sell. For complete listings and pictures, go to BoughtRealtyAuction.com. Again, that's May 21st at 10 a.m. in downtown Greenleaf. Auction conducted by Bought Realty and Auction.
Advanced technologies are impacting all aspects of agriculture, including crop insurance. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Risk management is going digital as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
This is Stormy Fields with your weather forecast. Today calls for a high of 68 degrees with sunny skies and not a cloud in sight.
Planting windows can close fast, so when you need both speed and accuracy, choose John Deere. Our ExactEmerge planters and precision ag technologies give you precise seed placement for uniform emergence and the efficiency you need to gain ground. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Data and technology are mainstream in production agriculture, but some related industries are still playing catch up. One of those is crop insurance. Mike Day is the former business head for Rural Community Insurance Services.
He says there could be many advantages for farmers who allow precision ag data that's generated from their machines to help customize their policies for crop coverage. It won't necessarily lower their premiums, but reporting with electronic data would be a lot easier by saving time and reducing paperwork.
To populate acreage reports, to tabulate harvest and production, and really kind of work the insurance policy from end to end, from planting to harvest. So it's a slow uptake, but I think there's more and more interest now in ways to make it simpler for the farmer to get the data they need to get a policy established and, if need be, work through a claim.
Young farmers are apt to be tech savvy, but this is still a relatively new idea in the insurance world. Day says more and more companies are jumping in, and he predicts using electronic data will be mainstream in a few years.
Part of it, I think, is actually education training on how to use it. The other part is having systems that a company can utilize to take that data, clean up the data, use it to populate a policy and issue coverage. It's ongoing. It's hard work to really get it to where we would like it to be, but we're making progress.
As insurance innovations continue, real-time data will help fine-tune crop insurance products and coverage. With that data, farmers could negotiate better rates. But to take advantage of this, they must be willing to share their data, which is often a touchy subject because of ownership rights and privacy concerns. Learn more about insurance and data management at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set.
And your wishes? Well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Cargill offers a carbon program of a different flavor today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Unlocking the power of your field data shouldn't be complicated. That's why you need the InCommand 1200, Ag Leader's in-cab display for every field activity and piece of machinery on your farm. The all-in-one display connects your entire operation, every season, display, field, and row. It's simple, it's smart, and it's just what your farming operation is missing. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. Cargill is looking to reduce its carbon footprint and has an in-house program called Regen Connect that pays farmers for being climate smart. Nathan Fries is sustainability lead at Cargill.
Due to where we sit in the supply chain and interact with farmers who grow corn, soy, wheat, cotton, and other commodities, we're able to help facilitate the adoption of regenerative ag practices like cover crops and reduced tillage.
Regen Connect is a carbon inset market where Cargill pays farmers to generate credits that the company and its downstream customers can use. Free says the program operated in six states last year.
From the positive response we received from farmers in year one, felt like we could expand this to a total of 15 states. And with all of the commitments and concerns around climate change, we felt that the time was right to empower farmers to take the lead here and participate in a marketplace that supports all of the great work they've been doing and the adoption of new practices as well.
Free says Cargill's program offers agronomic support to farmers who sign up, among other benefits.
We are one of the few programs that will predictively model the carbon outcomes, so the farmer immediately gets to see what that outcome would look like depending on the change that they select.
Learn more at CargillRegenConnect.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Warm weather means temperature control and proper ventilation are critical to help protect your hogs from heat stress that can compromise their health and their performance. As Mark Arboroider, the senior technician and ventilation expert with AP, talks about how producers can give hogs an optimal environment during the hot weather seasons.
First thing you think about is making sure, you know, all our fans are turning on that are expected to. Make sure you open them up, have them turned on, making sure they're functioning. And one of the best ways is most controls nowadays have what's called a test mode. And in there you can actually simulate room temperature within that control, so you can drive up that simulated room temperature and it will turn on fans as needed and open things. So it's just a great way to simulate what happens with your system as the temperature increases. Make sure all the fans are clean and all intact and working.
He goes on to say that checking the fan shutters, fan belts, and tunnel curtains are also important.
Things like cleaning your shutters is a big thing. You know, anytime your shutters get dirty, that's going to have more resistance and move less air. That fan needs to look and feel like it was new. A lot of your big fans are belt drive fans. And even though they may have automatic tensioners on them, we still need to look at that belt, make sure it's not worn, make sure that, you know, everything is tight. We allow that air coming into the room also. And that's through usually a tunnel curtain. So you have to make sure that tunnel curtain goes open like it should. Just make sure the curtain is working.
Finally, he says he recommends keeping a sharp eye on the weather forecast.
The big thing is this time of year, great time of year to be looking forward, and it's going to get hot. So we need to get prepared for it. Don't wait until the hot weather comes. Now is the time to check out all these things that we mentioned of all your components and your system entirety. Just check on things and you're ready for the hot weather to come.
For more information about Barna Environmental Equipment, hog producers can contact their dealers or go online to automatedproduction.com. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
When it comes to your next quote-unquote new car, buying pre-owned is the new norm. And Midwest Kia is the perfect place to offer you the selection you need. We've got over 300 pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, and practically every make and model. You want a low-price, reliable economy car? Midwest Kia has it. You want a family sedan ready for your next trip? Midwest Kia has it. You want a luxury SUV loaded with options? Midwest Kia has it. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want, and you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. Want more? We'll also have extra appraisers available to get you the best deal for your trade-in. How about more? Many of our pre-owned vehicles are 2020s with less than 10,000 miles, so what are you waiting for? Midwest Kia is your one-stop shop. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sudlogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. U.S. agriculture depends on trade and is always looking to expand opportunities for overseas business. Greg Dowd, Vice President of Global Situational Awareness and Chief Economist for Aimport Research, talks about what lies ahead for U.S. trade.
That's a great question, and the answer is there's not much that's going to happen without Trade Promotion Authority. And that is expired, and it takes an administration asking Congress to reinstate TPA, and I don't see that happening, at least in the near term. So without that, that's the old fast-track authority, so right. Without that, you don't have a chance to negotiate a free trade agreement. I think we really need to get back in that game, in particular with the U.K.
He says a trade agreement with the U.K. would be good for America's overall economy as well as agriculture.
I think that would be an agreement that everyone would agree on is important for us economically in the United States. There's another country that we've talked about, Kenya, and it's on the docket if we get going again. And there are a lot of things that can be done outside of a TPA. But another country that I'd like to mention that those of us internally in the previous administration were very interested in was Ecuador.
Ted McKinney, CEO of the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture, said trade talk typically quiets when commodity prices are strong, but he said this is the time America needs to be out doing business the most.
When prices are as they are now, and they're not bad, it tends to go to a low level of discussion. And yet, I'll tell you that having traveled my 490,000 miles, that it is exactly now that you need to be out there the most. Because when you're not there, things are at play. If we're not there, somebody else is. And then the next administration, no matter what the politics might be, has to go in and do some of that.
That's Ag News. Reliable and relevant. We're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
When you're working cattle, make it easier by getting everything you need at Valley Vet in Marysville. For vaccinating calves, Valley Vet's combination shots save time and stress on the calf. Valley Vet knows the importance of nutrition and cattle health. That's why they carry Cargill's Right Now Weatherized Performance Mineral at a low price. Put that mineral in a feeder with a fly killer cover and cut down on your pink eye problems. Let the staff at Valley Vet's retail store help prepare you for pasture season. Valley Vet in Marysville.
Valley Vet Supply.
Advanced technologies are impacting all aspects of agriculture, including crop insurance. Risk management is going digital on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season, will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Technology are mainstream in production agriculture, but some related industries are still playing catch-up. One of those is crop insurance. Mike Day is the former business head for Rural Community Insurance Services. He says there could be many advantages for farmers who allow precision ag data that's generated from their machines to help customize their policies for crop coverage. It won't necessarily lower their premiums, but reporting with electronic data would be a lot easier by saving time and reducing paperwork.
To populate acreage reports, to tabulate harvest and production, and really kind of work the insurance policy from end to end, from planting to harvest. So it's a slow uptake, but I think there's more and more interest now in ways to make it simpler for the farmer to get the data they need to get a policy established and, if need be, work through a claim.
Young farmers are apt to be tech savvy, but this is still a relatively new idea in the insurance world. Day says more and more companies are jumping in, and he predicts using electronic data will be mainstream in a few years.
Part of it, I think, is actually education training on how to use it. The other part is having systems that a company can utilize to take that data, clean up the data, use it to populate policy and issue coverage. That it's ongoing. It's hard work to really get where we would like it to be, but we're making progress.
Real-time data will help fine-tune crop insurance products and coverage. But to take advantage of this, farmers must be willing to share their data, which is often a touchy subject. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about insurance and data management at agriculture.com.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a brand new 2022 Silverado 2500 HD. It's the High Country Z71 pickup. They have a like new 2020 Silverado 1500 LTZ. It's a Z71 package, one owner, four door, and available for immediate test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Amanda Hoosier going through a Tuesday today. Market's wrapping up here in just a little bit. We've been kind of still mixed on the board. Pretty consistent after the wheat market has bounced back into the green right now. Corn still struggling a little bit. Soybeans not doing too bad as we move through the day today. And the corn market still roughly down slightly. It is June corn's down 9.5 cents at 7.99¾. We have the wheat market that has rebounded back into the green, with July up by 17 cents. As sitting at 13.69¼. September, we also up by 17¾ at 13.71¼. Soybean market mostly higher here as they slowly climb higher. July soybeans are up 19¼ cents now at 16.75¼. August up by 15¾ at 16.23. A little bit of red on the board for the meal market. July soybeans are down $4 at 409.60, and the bean oil for July is up by 83 cents at 83.82. Cotton market took some big jumps yesterday. Today we're not quite as high as we're seeing. July cotton down $2.02 at 148.63. Oats market today is a little bit higher on the board, with July oats sitting 9¼ in the green at 6.48¾. Over in the livestock, mostly lower here. We have we started off kind of mixed on the board, and cattle markets dropped down. Live cattle seeing a little bit of green pop back up again, with June live cattle up 17 cents right now at 133.35. The rest of the futures are in the red, with August down by 20 cents at 133.70. Feeder cattle are mostly lower here. May's unchanged right now at 157.40. August down by 45 cents at 166 at 97. Lean hogs, a little bit of green here, with June lean hogs up by $1.02 at 104.85. U.S. dollar index for the day, mostly lower here, as the June index is sitting down 82 cents at 103.38. We have the 30-year bonds for June down 1.5 points at 138.24, and the 10-year notes in the red sitting at 118.31.
When it comes to choosing your next pre-owned vehicle, it's all about selection, selection, selection. Rusty at Ford has that covered. And our selection includes much more than just Fords. Are you looking for a Chevy? We've got 25 of them. How about a Toyota? Choose from 20 in our inventory. In all, you can select from nearly 250 quality pre-owned vehicles. Want a Jeep? We have a dozen available. Choose from Dodges, Rams, GMCs, Kias, Nissans, and more. Rusty at Ford has them all. Cars, trucks, and SUVs. We should be your first, but we'll definitely be your last stop for your next pre-owned vehicle. And at Rusty at Ford, you can get used car financing as low as 2.9% APR or buy with zero down. Choosing your next pre-owned vehicle comes down to one thing. Selection, selection, selection. Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Rusty at Ford.com. Offers with approved credit inspections. We shall all qualify. Limited term financing offers cannot be combined with expired months.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. As cattle are out on pasture, producers should be watchful for lameness in those animals as they graze. One of the primary causes of that is a condition known as foot rot. K-State veterinarian Greg Hanselcheck discusses what causes foot rot and how it may progress in afflicted cattle if left untreated. He reviews how foot rot is able to infect cattle hooves.
When we talk about infectious lameness in cow-calf herds, especially on pasture, we're talking about foot rot. It's a bacterial infection, and there's two major bacteria that work together. But the important thing to remember for producers is the bacteria that are associated with foot rot are normal rumen bugs. So they're in the manure, they're in the environment, and those bacteria cannot penetrate the skin. In order to have a foot rot infection, something has to break the integrity of the skin to let the bacteria from the outside of the skin to inside or underneath the skin. So it's really three things, either too wet, and then we can have too dry where we just have cracked skin, or we can have some type of mechanical injury that's going to start a foot rot.
If foot rot goes untreated for too long, it can have lasting effects on cattle comfort and mobility.
If you're looking at them a lot, the cows and things, you'll notice that they're lame. But eventually it'll continue to cause even a more severe lameness. And then eventually they'll start seeing some swelling above the coronary band. And that really isn't that big of a deal, because even then, if we can get a treatment into those animals, most of those will recover and do well. The danger is if we don't catch it early and it actually gets above that soft tissue into the tendon sheaths and the joints, now we have an opportunity where they may not respond to our treatment very well, and we could have chronic lame animals. So the key to foot rot management, if we have a case, is recognize lameness early, get the appropriate treatment in them early so that our success rate can be higher.
Hanselcheck reviews various ways of treating foot rot in cattle, either directly on the site or by way of injection.
If we're not going to pick up the foot and we're just going to treat, then we're going to just use an injectable, however we can do that. If we pick up the foot, we strongly recommend then what we're going to do is clean out that crack, get rid of that dead tissue, because, again, the bacteria love to live there. And then we'll put a topical antibiotic, and then probably most veterinarians will put a wrap on there to keep the crack kind of covered. And then probably use an injectable also.
That was K-State veterinarian Greg Hanselcheck on how to care for cattle with foot rot. To prepare a treatment plan, work with your herd veterinarian. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
full-time legends of country music. From KNDY, Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.